Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, kingdom. Today is May 13, 2015. Happy to be back again on yet another day. God has blessed us to see another day. He allowed us to rise, and he allowed us to retire on last night. And we were protected from all hurt, harm, and danger. And so we are back here another day. Today's kingdom assignment is to admonish one another. God wants us to admonish one another. God wants us to exhort one another. God is promoting fellowship. Admonish means to advise or urge someone earnestly. We definitely need that in these days. You know, we look out for only ourselves, and we don't look out for our sisters and our brothers. And God never intended for the world to be in that mindset. God intended for us to care for our sisters and brothers. Romans 15 and 14 says, "And I myself also am persuaded of you, my brethren, that ye also are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, able also to admonish one another." And we've got to be mindful that God already has given us the provision to provide exhortation, to admonish our sisters and our brothers. You know, that scripture has all confidence that God has imparted in you all things to admonish your sisters and your brothers. You know, we exist on these jobs. We exist in these schools. We exist just out in society. And, you know, your sister and your brother, they're actually going through some things. They're crying out for help. And you won't even just go and admonish them. Doesn't mean that you have to go and, you know, provide full assistance or support, but just sometimes reaching out to your sister and brother and admonishing them, you know, talking of the goodness of God or encouraging them, exhorting them, reaching out to the one that is weak, the one that needs strength. Sometimes you just need a word to move forward. Sometimes you just need a little bit of some strength to continue on the path that you're on, the path of righteousness. And so God is saying today, admonish one another. You know, I often think about how, you know, you treat people how you want to be treated. So most times, you know, you think about putting yourself in that person's shoes. If you are going through something, wouldn't you want someone to admonish you? Wouldn't you want someone to speak with you, exalt you, exhort you, encourage you, motivate you? Then you should want to do the same. You know, we see people struggling, and we see the struggle all the time. And we'll just walk right by it. We'll disregard it. Well, I'm telling you today that God has given you an assignment today to admonish one another. Don't find yourself walking past or disregarding someone that needs assistance, need a word. You know, we see elderly people, they are struggling to carry groceries. They're struggling just to make it by. They're struggling, and we won't stop and give assistance. We see, you know, mothers with children, that toddlers that are struggling. We won't stop and give assistance. As a matter of fact, I've seen instances where pedestrians were walking across the street, and even drivers won't stop. In fact, they'll speed up. And so, you know, that just kind of tells us the days that we're living in, and we don't have enough people. I don't see enough kingdom. You know, it's something when we have, you know, these people that say we represent God, we represent kingdom, but when you look out in the world, you don't see kingdom. You should see kingdom because guess what? You see evil, it's prevailing all around us. You see satanic works, it's prevailing all around us. You see hatred, it's prevailing all around us. And guess what? We don't have to go look for it. We don't have to find it. It's right in front of us. You can look, and there it is. Look in the media, and there it is. You look everywhere, there it is. If you step out on your doorstep, if you stand there long enough, you will see it. And so we've got to be displaying kingdom in the same way that, you know, satanic attacks are being displayed, demonic attacks are being displayed, the evil of this world is being displayed, the decisions that are being made, they're all made with evil intent, they're all made lacking God's wisdom and knowledge. And so we've got to do more of our part. We've got to be that light that people see. We've got to be that relief, because even if, you know, we're seeing all this satanic and demonic stuff, people want to see God. They genuinely want to see God. There's genuinely a hunger and a thirst for God. And if you're not admonishing your sisters and brothers, then how can they see God? Sometimes you're the only way, you're the only light for them to get to God. And if you're not fulfilling the assignment, you're not admonishing your brothers and your sisters, then you have failed the assignment. You've aborted the assignment. And that person does not see God. That person does not have a point of reference to God. 1 Corinthians 1 and 5 says that for in him you have been enriched in every way with all kinds of speech and with all knowledge. You know, we talk about, you know, the assignment today is admonish one another. But this is also the word that's going to encourage you. When God is summoning you to admonish one another, you've got to go with the confidence that God has provided everything you need so that you are able to admonish your sisters and brothers. And so according to 1 Corinthians 1 and 5, it says you have provision. For in God, you have been enriched in every way with all kinds of speech and with all knowledge. So you can assist your sisters and your brothers. You can approach your sisters and your brothers. You can, if they approach you, you can provide them with God's wisdom, God's knowledge, and he has given you the elegance of speech. He has enriched you with everything that you need. You know, we begin to study the word and read the Bible. The word resides down on the inside of you, and God can allow the word to come out at the particular times in which it is needed and for the applicable times in which it is needed for our lives and our sisters and our brothers' lives. So we've got to make sure that we are admonishing our sisters and our brothers. 1 Corinthians 12 and 8 says, to one there is given the Spirit a message of wisdom, to another a message of knowledge by means of that same Spirit. And so you also must be filled with the Holy Spirit. To admonish your sisters and brothers, the Holy Spirit gives you the message of wisdom and the message of knowledge. You cannot admonish your sisters and brothers if you do not have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is what guides you. The Holy Spirit is what guides your tongue. The Holy Spirit is what supplies God's wisdom and knowledge to you so that you can supply it to your sisters and your brothers. So the assignment for today is admonish one another. And I've given you scriptural basis so far to equip you. Do know that you do have what you need from God to move forward. He's given it to you. in substance. He's given it to you in spirituality. He has imparted some things in you and built you up, not for you, not for yourself, not to sit still and just not do anything, not to sit on a pew in a church, but to go out and to admonish your sisters and brothers. In order to admonish your sisters and brothers, you must have love. 1 Corinthians 13:2 says, if I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. And so love is it's going to be the root, the nucleus for everything that we do. You cannot admonish your sisters and brothers, and you can't be genuine if you don't have love. You know, we have people that are homeless. We have people that are living on the bridges. We have people that really need help. They are downtrodden. They really need help. And if you don't have love and you're not doing it in love, then you cannot admonish them. You cannot assist them. You cannot lend a word that says, brother, my sister, Jesus loves you. You are loved. You are his child. You are the children of God. God really cares for you, and he cherishes you. And so you've got to have love. You must have love. It's not, you know, an optional thing. It is a requirement. You cannot even begin to function in the kingdom without the requirement of love. Now, we spoke earlier about how you're able to see all the other things in society, like demonic attacks and satanic attacks and all the evil that's going on. You know, if we're not seeing kingdom, that means that there's not enough love that's being displayed. That means that right now the world is lacking the greatest commandment, love. And so we've got to make sure that we are moving, we're functioning in love. You know, Jesus, when he came down on this earth to die for our sins, he did everything in love. He walked the earth. And he fellowshiped with man, and he preached the gospel, and he teached the gospel, and he built the disciples. He, you know, he did all of these things, and he did it in love. From the time of conception, from being born to the time of the crucifixion, and then also the resurrection, everything was done in love. And not just love from Jesus Christ, but love from the Father, that he would send his Son, because he saw us, his people that he created, that we were in bondage. And he saw that we needed to be delivered. And he saw a need that needed to be met. And guess what? God didn't just half meet the need. He met the need. He met the need. He met our need. Through the crucifixion of Jesus Christ and through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so we've got to make sure that we're moving along those same lines. We're operating in love. Even in the churches, we've got to operate in love. You know, you can't really see love anymore. I was talking to a young lady yesterday, and she was saying that when she moved here to Texas, she was saying that she was so excited about church, and she was so gung-ho about just, you know, being a part of a fellowship. And she said she sat down next to a young lady on a bench, and she spoke to her, and the lady puffed her nose up at her, and that she didn't even speak, and she wouldn't speak and wouldn't communicate with her and wouldn't have to do with her. And, you know, she said, I was looking at this, and I was saying, wow, this lady, the pastor calls up on, this lady is really something in the church. She holds a position, and she's doing this to me. You know, you don't know who you're entertaining. And, you know, that lady was discouraged. She was, you know, just all of her, the joy that she had, the anticipation that she had, the willingness to work and move, all of that was damaged by this one encounter. So you've got to make sure that you're helping people move forward and not backwards. You know, our actions sometimes, you know, will allow us to not reach out to a person
You know, and all I can say is if you're acting in that way, you're not acting in love, you're acting in flesh. So that means that everything that you're doing, that you're saying you're doing for the Father, you're not doing it in love, and you're not doing it for the Father. You're doing it for man. And guess what? All your works, you can sit in a church for 20 years, and you can be, you know, just the most dedicated Christian. You can be the most dedicated person at the church. You can hold the most prestigious title. But guess what? If you don't have love, and if you're not operating in the Spirit, and if you're not admonishing your sisters and brothers, then everything that you have done, it is in vain. Everything that you've done is bodily exercise. And on judgment day, God's going to say, depart from me, for I know you not. Because you don't know God. Because you're not functioning, operating in God. Functioning, operating in God says that you are hearing from God when God says, move and go admonish your sister and brother. When God says, go give a word that's going to encourage. When God says, lend yourself and extend yourself and show yourself friendly to your sisters and your brothers, that you may incorporate fellowship. You know, we're not even able to get that in the churches. You know, the whole purpose of the building was to allow the saints to fellowship. And when you're no longer able to go and fellowship, and when you're no longer able to go and be restored, and when you're no longer able to go and be delivered, then you know what? The assignment has been aborted. The whole purpose is not even existing anymore. And so we've got to make sure that we are admonishing our sisters and brothers, not just through words, but through deeds, through actions. You know, God is summoning us to step up and mature as Christians. The problem is that, yes, we are Christians, but we don't want to go up a step higher. We don't want to, you know, we don't want to go and mature. We don't want to, we just want to be complacent at the place that we are. And because of that, we're losing our spirituality, we're losing our love, we're losing all the things that God has imparted in us and built us up to this point so thus far. We've got to exercise the things that God is giving us on a daily basis. We've got to pray, we've got to read our Bible, we've got to get in that word, and we've got to, most importantly, understand what our assignment is for each day. You know, it's just like riding a bike, or it's like doing anything that you do. If you stop doing it long enough, then you lose it. And you've got to learn it over again. You've got to practice so that you can maintain the skills that you've acquired. It's the same thing in the kingdom. You can't get over here and then decide, okay, I'm going to be a born-again Christian, and I'm going to work for God, and I'm going to work in the kingdom, and then you're not doing the things, you're not exercising, you're not doing the things that it takes to build you into what God has intended, to build you towards the purpose that God has for your life. So we've got to make sure that we're walking in that assignment. Hebrews 10:24-25 says, and let us consider one another to provoke to love and to good works. So now there's a consideration. We're considering someone else other than ourselves. And that is an act of selflessness. You're no longer focused on you. You know, what I have learned is my greatest blessings is not when I'm focused on my problems, but when I am helping my sister and brother with their problems. God knows what you need. He knows the desires of your heart, and he will fulfill those things, but you've got to be working in the kingdom. You've got to find yourself working. You know, it says faith without works is dead. That means that you have the faith that God knows that what you need, and he's going to supply for your needs, because the scripture says that God will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. So you've got to hang on to that scripture. But in the process of hanging on to that scripture, know that you've consulted God. Know that God is giving you an assignment, and that assignment is not focused on your needs, but he is trying to see if you're able to reach past your needs and go out and meet someone else's needs. And God looks at your attitude. How are you being in the kingdom? Do you have the right mindset? Do you have the right love? Do you have the right attitude? Are you able to look past what you need and help somebody else with their needs? And the perfect example is that God saw we needed things. He manifested his son, Jesus Christ, on this earth. And Jesus, listen, Jesus didn't need to die on the cross for himself. He didn't have a need for that. We had a need. We had that need. So everything that Jesus did on this earth was meeting someone else's need, even with teaching and healing and preaching and, you know, nourishing the Christians and imparting wisdom and knowledge. All of those things was done for to meet someone else's needs, to meet our needs. If you read the Bible, you'll see that is the greatest act of selflessness. So God is telling us to get to a point to where we're no longer selfish. We're selfless, and we're looking out for our sisters and brothers, and we're admonishing them, and we're exhorting them, and we're encouraging them to move forward. And so 1 Thessalonians 5:12-14 says, "And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among themselves. And now we exhort you, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, and be patient towards all men." And so that is a scripture that is admonishing you, and it's giving you specific instructions on how to move out and reach out to your sisters and brothers. Find yourself working in the assignment for each day. You know, God has given us these assignments, and if I was you, I wouldn't take these assignments lightly, because for every day that you're missing your assignment, that is one step backwards that you're moving away from God's purpose for your life. That is one step backwards that you're moving away from God's destiny, from your destiny, the very reason that you were born on this earth. I would find myself working in the vineyard, you know, and it's so prevalent now because you see all the things that are happening in society. So we've got to find ourselves the same kingdom. You know, God says he wants to see more kingdom here on earth as it is in heaven. You know, we weren't supposed to wait until we get to heaven. We're supposed to experience kingdom here on earth. We're supposed to experience God here on earth. And other people should be able to experience God and see God just like we see him. So I admonish you to step out of your comfort zone and to move about this earth and to reach out to your sisters and brothers and to begin to just admonish them that God loves them. Admonish them that there is a better way. Admonish them that over here there's peace, there's love, there's joy. And admonish them that what you do for Christ will last. Nothing else. Anything else that you're doing, if it's for man, whatever it's for, if it's for some assignment or some situation, and if it's not for Christ, if it's not for kingdom, then it will not last. I thank you this morning for your listening ears. I thank you for another day that you have joined to find out what your assignment is. I thank you because you've made the decision to move about in the kingdom. And God says, admonish one another. First, you must want to admonish. You have been equipped. You've been provided for. You must have the Holy Spirit. You must have love so that you're able to reach out to your fellow sisters and brothers and admonish them to look to Christ. Be blessed.